Everybody ready?
I'm ready.
Mr. Gilman, you ready?
I am ready, thank you.
All right, we are going to reconvene. Bringing us on to item number 24, discussion for possible action. Annual review and evaluation of the performance of Austin Osborne, County Manager, for the time period of July 1st, 2020 through June 30, 2021. The board may, without further notice, take an administrative leave action against Austin Osborne, County Manager, if the board determines that such administrative action is warranted after considering the character, alleged misconduct, professional competence, or physical or mental health of Mr. Osborne. At the end of the annual performance evaluation, the board may modify existing goals and objectives of the county manager's job, determine whether or not to provide a merit increase, bonus, or other compensation adjustments, take adverse administrative action up to and including termination and or any other such action deemed warranted by the board. Before we go forward, I just want to note that we have got to do something about the verbiage explaining this action. It just sounds horrible. But with that said,
I'm going to NRS.
Hand it off to our HR director, Toby Witten. Toby.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Toby Witten for the record. Per the current job description, the county manager is to be evaluated yearly by the board on the manager's anniversary date. Mr. Osborne's anniversary date as county manager is July 1st. Per Story County Policy Number 507 and the job description, the evaluation is to be performed within 30 days of the anniversary date. The manager's job description has been provided to the board, as well as the evaluation form, which has been used in previous years for this purpose. This form provides for performance ratings in the following areas: leadership, organizational management, financial management, human resources development, public service, economic development, personal character, emergency management, and the International County Management Association Code of Ethics. As required by NRS 241, the performance evaluation must take place in open meeting. To meet further requirements of NRS 241, on July 8th, 2021, I provided notice in person to Mr. Osborne that this action would take place at the meeting of July 20th today. If you have any questions regarding the performance evaluation process, I'm happy to answer them. Otherwise, I'll turn this back over to Chairman Carmona, excuse me.
Thank you for that, Toby. All right, Commissioner Gilman, I know you're familiar with the process. I've got one of these under my belt. Vice Chairman Mitchell, I don't know if you had the opportunity to, were you in the audience when we did Austin's last evaluation?
I was there at the beginning. I don't think I made it very far into the evaluation, but I did go back and watch it. And I had a couple of suggestions as far as just structure, if I may.
Go for it.
The first one is, I was wondering if we could make Austin sit in the witness box over here. Is that, no, I'm just kidding. That's not a serious suggestion. last year was quite comprehensive, and I think the form, I was wondering if it's possible to make it a little more conversational, if it's possible, meaning as opposed to reading kind of each of the subsections, maybe get into some of the thoughts and see if there are goals or additions or things for the future. Anyway, that was just my thought, and as opposed to reading everything, because it's very well laid out and was gone over in great detail last year. My thought was to of course talk about kind of our evaluation, but then also if County Manager Osborne is comfortable with it, make it a little more conversational and see what kind of feedback he has, and kind of together with him come up with any plans or goals for the future.
I think there's a way we can make that work. We've got to make sure we hit all these points. I did listen through what we did last year. And I think, you know, I mean, we can obviously be flexible. I want to make sure that we cover the points that are listed.
For sure. And maybe if I could clarify, like, for example, if, you know, definitely it's worth spending time talking about each of the points, but maybe not going into the subpoints on each of those and reading each of them. So, for example, on leadership, instead of going through A through M.
Sure.
We could talk about leadership as a subject as opposed to, you know, going point by point.
Sure.
Do you think that, I mean, is that, does that strike a decent balance between?
Yeah, I actually I don't disagree with you there. I don't know that I would go through A through D or A through M, for example. You know, I mean, if there's a need to maybe delve into a specific item, I think we can open that conversation up. I'm okay with that.
100%.
Does that work for you?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay. Give me a second here just to get my notes together.
Commissioner Gilman, have any thoughts on just structure or how we go through it?
Yeah, Commissioner Gilman, you got anything while I'm going through these docs real quick?
Well, probably, just to share candidly, I'm getting a lot of feedback. Can we fix that?
Is it paper rustling?
No, I'm hearing my coming back as I speak.
It's on what?
It's new. It hasn't worked like this.
Would it be better, Lance, for you to try to maybe just phone in, maybe drop your video?
We can
try that first.
We'll try. Let's see here.
How about just try dropping your video first?
That I've done. It hasn't changed. I'm hearing. As I respond, coming back at me, that it hasn't happened during the meeting at this point.
I've had one time where I did that. I logged out, logged back in, and it reset everything.
So how about this, Lance? Why don't you log out and log back in?
All right.
We'll give you a second here.
Thank you.
Log out, log back in, and see if that does it.
Leave the meeting.
Yeah, leave the meeting and then jump back in.
Zoom's pretty good at blocking out, picking up the voices.
Actually, a little bit irritated by the same double printer. Do you need an extra copy, paper copy?
Sure. Are we better now?
Are you better now?
I am. That work?
Okay, great. So where we left off was there any, did you have any comments or suggestions before we dive into this?
I don't know the suggestions, Mr. Chairman. I can tell you candidly, I've had the pleasure and the honor of working with Austin Osborne now going on 9 years as a seated commissioner, and many years before that, in the development, economic diversification of the county. So I've known this gentleman for goodness, 15 or more, Austin, maybe 20. And so I'm delighted to enter this discussion. And certainly if we want to go down through all of the detail and in all the, operational, I would prefer to hit the main sections, for example, leadership, and maybe each of us could state an opinion on that particular thing. I suppose if somebody has one of the line items below that they'd like to take up in discussion, I'm fine with that. But I hold Austin Osborne as a manager in high, high esteem. I think he's done an incredible job in the growth and the development of Story County. And I'm I'm very supportive of Mr. Austin at this point in my world.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more, Lance. I think so. I think what we're going to do is we'll just be fluid. We'll make sure we touch on the points. Yep. We'll keep the conversation light. And obviously, if somebody feels the need to extrapolate or take the conversation a little further, I think we'll just leave that open. So
Mr. Chairman, does it? Yeah. Since this is an agendized item, does it make sense to take public comment up front?
Yeah, we could take public comment. We take it now. If you want to cover, I guess let's take public comment now. Is there any public comment regarding this item or Austin's evaluation in general?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, this is Eric Schoen with Community Chest.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, hey, I have to step off to another meeting, so I just wanted to share my appreciation for what Austin has provided this county. His leadership, I think, is unparalleled in terms of getting everybody to work in the same direction and really believe, I think, in the potential and the ability that we have here to make life better for anybody who's part of Team Story County. He has been incredibly inclusive. I think he does a good job of sort of encouraging us to all talk with one another and come up with solutions on our own. And he is one of the most effective boosters I've ever seen for anybody who calls Story County home. And that includes Community Chest. He has helped us immeasurably in so many different ways, everything from bottom line financially in terms of his representation on some boards that he serves, but also just helping us to continue to do this work that we do. So I can't say enough good things, and I am just so thrilled. I know that other counties are wish they had somebody as good as Austin, and we're fortunate that we have him. So that's all I have to say.
Thank you for that, Eric. Much appreciated. Is there anybody else out there that would like to chime in before we get started on the list? Mr. Thompson, you have the floor.
Yes, sir. Chris Thompson, Project Manager, Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. On behalf of TRI and the decision maker, Don Roger Norman, I just want to say I cannot imagine anybody that I would rather have as county manager other than Austin Osborne. His performance over the last year has been absolutely spectacular. And I'm on the TRI is kind of one of his many customers. Austin has been hands-on. He's available 24/7. He has great judgment. He has great skill in dealing with the businesses out here. I mean, he's been just fabulous. The best thing about Austin is he carries on the things that make Story County great, which is the fast track permitting, enabling businesses, not cutting corners, but helping them find ways to comply with the law and get their businesses open. It's just been wonderful the entire time, but especially over the last year as the park has started to build out. I guess I'd have two thoughts regarding Mr. Osborne. Number one, one thing that I've learned in 22 years in command and leadership positions in the Army, and then about 30 years working in the private sector, is take care of your stars. And in my view, Austin is the star player at the county. And I would ask the commission to consider closely taking care of him to make sure that we don't lose him to some other jurisdiction. Number one. Number two, as someone who's been afflicted with, I guess you'd call it, a professional burnout. The one worry I have about Austin is He works so hard every weekend, every evening, as I would ask the commission to consider, you know, reminding Austin that to have balance in his life, take a little time off so that we keep him for the long haul. But my hat's off to Austin Osborne. He's the best I've ever seen in terms of a governmental manager. And please take care of him. Let's not lose him. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you for that, Chris. Just so that you know, I've already set up a backup plan. If Austin decides to move to a different county, I've got some guys that'll take care of it for us. So he's not going anywhere. All right. Is there any other public comment regarding Austin or his performance? Give it just another second here. While I'm giving folks a second to think about whether they want to chime in, regarding how we're going to proceed today, I think I've decided that I will, unfortunately, just go through this list. I will touch on it. Since we do have to give them a score, I think it's best that I do go through the items specifically. I'll just blow through them. We don't need to elaborate on each item. But I will list them off, and then that way we can give them a score at the end. But if there is something that jumps out at you that is either a deficiency or something that jumps out at you that Austin has either made leaps and bounds as far as improvement goes, or something that Austin truly excels in, then that's something I think that we can take and choose to elaborate or discuss further. I think that'll help Toby keep track of the scores, which will help, I think, at the end of the day, help us get to where we need to be as far as Austin and potential pay grade raises or things of that nature. So one more time, is there any other public comment? All right. So item number one is leadership. motivates and encourages teamwork, innovation, and problem solving. Instills confidence and promotes initiative through support and encouragement. Delegates authority appropriately. Effective advocate for county programs. Clearly communicates with board, staff, and departments. Leads in accordance with policies and board objectives. Leads according to strategic goals, objectives, and policies. Positive relationship with the board, positive relationship with staff, departments, and elected offices, represents board's interests in local and regional issues and projects, positive relationship with residents, businesses, and public, takes ownership of error, builds interlocal relationships, local, state, and federal level. Is there anything that Commissioner Gilman you'd like to elaborate on, or would you like to just go ahead and give Austin a grade between distinguished, excellent, satisfactory, needs improvement, or unsatisfactory?
Distinguished.
Distinguished for your part. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you like to just jump to a score, or is there something you'd like to elaborate on in this department?
I'll just briefly, I gave a score of excellent here, and I noted in the comments he's very strong in the administrative areas, communicates clearly, implementing board guidance and policies, and representing interests in building relationships.
All right, thank you for that. I went ahead and gave Austin a distinguished score. Like Lance has said, I've had the opportunity to work with Austin over these last 2 years, and I've seen improvements in I would say about half of these items. I think he excels greatly, but as far as being motivational and encouraging teamwork, I've seen him come a long way from when I first got here. I will tell you that job of county manager is it is almost impossible to try to comprehend to someone what is involved. I know there's a jobs and duties list But if you are really not a jack of all trades, you know, again, I just don't know how you could even keep your head afloat, especially through COVID. It really shows his ability to be extremely flexible and dynamic. And that's what it takes to survive something like we had last year. And really, to me, it shows that we have the right man for the job, the right person for the job. So that's why I chose to give him a distinguished mark on this. With that said, I don't have anything else to touch on. So we can move on to item number two.
Chairman, before we move on, one of the things that, I kind of racked my brain. It was a little tough, but I racked my brain to come up with some potential goal areas.
Uh-huh.
And if these are not something that need to be addressed, then we can move right on. But I just thought I'd throw them out there.
Uh-huh.
And this particular is where I thought it would be helpful to be a little more conversational with Austin and see if he either has ideas or thoughts on these. But the things that I came up with is, I don't know if there are ways to delegate more effectively. And another one that kind of just, and these are kind of vague, but has to do with identifying ways to continue to build a sense of team within a really kind of distributed or spread out organization. Because physically the county staff is spread out, but also between the different areas that we cover, people are focused on totally different subject matter. And I don't know if there are goals that we can come up with, or things that we're already working on, that Austin's already working on, in those two areas.
Okay. So goals, delegate more effectively. And as far as team, would you mind elaborating a little bit more on that?
Well, I think my thinking, and again, I didn't come up with specific goals. These were ideas, you know, maybe, because to me, a goal is something that's measurable and specific and all those things, right? And so the thought was to get us to a place where we could discuss and see if there was a goal that comes out of it. But I think my thinking with the delegation is specific to two things. And number one is what Commissioner Gilman mentioned, and that what Mr. Thompson mentioned, and that is the work-life balance and making sure that there's not burnout and making sure that, the heavy load is distributed as much as possible. And the second one kind of dovetails into another area that has to do with kind of professional development and fulfillment in the organizational structure. And so those were my two thoughts as far as why we might want to discuss something in the lines of delegating. I don't know if I can put my finger on something specific as far as building a sense of team within the organization. I feel like people do excellent work within their silo or within their lane, if you will. But the county doesn't have a lot of opportunities for cross communication, pollination between different departments. And I'm talking more about kind of line employees here, mm-hmm. because department heads get together for leadership meetings and what have you. And I didn't have anything specific. I just thought it was something that came to mind that potentially, I don't know if there's a goal that we can set in that regard.
Okay.
And I'm happy to be told, I mean, I'm new on the scene and I'm still kind of figuring things out. So I'd be happy to be told that there's not a goal needed in those areas. I'm not married to any of it. I'm just trying to look at it holistically.
Well, what I would do is I would obviously, you know, appreciate your mentioning those things. I would encourage, if anything that you mention hits a hot point for anybody, Austin included, then I would say, you know, that conversation will either naturally develop. I'm personally just taking notes on this stuff, and maybe there's something that we can take beyond this evaluation. If maybe something that you say strikes a chord with Lance, that Lance may want to jump in and add something to it. But, without the specifics, I would say, you know, if for nothing else, I would say that maybe it's just that these are good for Austin to just keep on the back burner.
to
And to give a little more context, you know, one of the things that I did was I listed some of the specific suggestions that came from the public last year, mm-hmm. and realized that basically they'd all been accomplished. Mm-hmm. And so it's not that we have to wait a year to do new things, right? And there's continuous improvement. We're constantly, you know, hey, what do we do about this? And then putting something into action. I just want to make sure that we're not remiss in not surfacing any sort of, opportunities for improvement. Again, not corrections or not, you know, a bad mark, but looking for, hey, out of this evaluation, in addition to the praise for a job well done. And to be quite candid, I don't have anything less than excellent on everything. Mm-hmm. And so I'm very happy with Austin's performance. I just want to make sure that we don't miss an opportunity for some improvement in the future.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, I might, Mr. Chairman, if I may, I have going on 9 years with this man, and I have watched the challenges that he and the entire county have faced during our growth. There's always pain in growth, and we've added departments and we've added folks, and I have watched Austin delegate. I've watched him analyze his departments and add and subtract. I've watched him within departments make some changes, take a look, evaluate, and start amending the changes for the betterment of what's going on. I have never worked with anybody that is as diligent and focused and involved at every level in every phone call. I've seen reporting coming out that we've never seen before. I've seen our county move from a county seat that was pretty much focused on Virginia City to now being focused on every individual community with meetings and department growth and the caring of our seniors and all of our communities. I gave him a distinguished grade, but I'm going to tell you that I've watched it for 9 years I really don't know how the man can do better. He is very, very capable of analyzing where he's going, make a try, and then not be married to it. He is willing to bring the team together, do an evaluation, and make some changes. He's flexible, but he's engaged. And I'm going to tell you, he's been engaged at every step of the way. There have been marvelous changes in the county, and so many of them are directly attributable to his doorstep and his leadership and his direction.
Yeah. And so Chris does feel better. Austin did come back from a vacation. So we aren't just forcing this guy, you know, chaining him up to the grindstone, but I do definitely know what you mean. So, all right, let's move on to item number two, organizational management, implements and enforces board directives, follows organizational policies and programs, response timely to board requests, reports are accurate, comprehensive, concise, and persuasive, effective public information officer, understands, supports, and enforces policies, reviews policies and recommends improvements, efficient and effective, detail-oriented and avoids errors, resolve problems and delivers product. Lance, did you... have anything you wanted to touch on, or did you want to just go ahead and give them your score?
Well, my first thought is I don't know that there's a human being alive that can avoid all the errors. And it's not the error you make. It's that standing up, admitting that you've made an error and adjusting accordingly. And so I'm not sure that this was properly drafted when it says avoids errors. That's pretty hard to do in your life. But from the standpoint of A through K, does he deliver on all of these various items? I think he delivers in spades. So again, I can't give him a higher mark than distinguished, or I would.
Noted. Vice Chairman Mitchell?
I've observed specific examples of Austin's expertise in these areas, and he is definitely both efficient and effective. I had one thought for a possible goal area, and maybe we don't need to put this into the review. Maybe it's something he can just take and run with or see what he wants to do. I was thinking from an organizational management perspective, find ways to ensure that Lion staff receives consistent messaging from department head or elected officials. I think sometimes as messaging comes down through the ranks, it may not get to everybody or not get to them in the same form or with the same flavor. And so I don't know if there are ways that we can do that, but I think that'll help make sure that we have consistency across the organization.
Yeah, I'm good. I would need a score from you.
Excellent.
Okay. I would echo those sentiments. While we're not a huge organization like Washoe County, it is something that I've talked with Austin about. To me, I see it as something that's being worked on. I don't know that we have a perfect process right now, but the dissemination of information, along with the new website and the, I don't want to say the chain of command, but the way that information is trickled down to the proper departments, finds its way to the right people without too much effort, I would always give Austin a hard time. He does everything from taking care of waste management passes. Now we have somebody in staff that handles that, thank goodness. I see a great improvement there. And I think we just need to finish fine tuning, how we can get that information down to the people that need to have that information. Another example was, change in personnel, for example, and continue on that road of the best form of getting that information out to IT to update the website. And from what I've seen so far, I think we're on the right track in getting that to happen. So I went ahead and gave Austin an excellent score on that. I see any of these potential problems are immediately getting solved or a resolution is in the works. So kudos to you, Austin, because I don't know too many people that can handle 1,001 things and still stay on track. So good to you for that one.
Chairman, if I may, I would like to comment on the follow-up on that. Austin holds regular department head meetings, and he never faltered. Even when COVID took over, there were regular, significant Zoom meetings, and in every one of those meetings, he encouraged communication, he encouraged criticism or suggestions or amendments to staff. He was very, very open to any of those suggestions, and then we watched as he implemented, as he researched, reviewed, and made those decisions. So from an organizational standpoint, in my opinion, as a leader, he's available, his desk, his chair, his phone, and he's on point on his meeting. So I don't know how a man could make himself more available or more sensitive to incoming information from all of his departments. So thank you for that opportunity to wrap a bit.
No problem. Thank you, Lance. Moving on to item number 3, financial management. Directs preparation of balanced budget, provides service at levels consistent with the board policies and directives, keeps board apprised of major financial issues, monitors budget expenditures to ensure funds are spent correctly, evaluates programs and services and makes appropriate adjustments, meets board policies, guidelines, and directives, exhibits responsible and appropriate expenditures, uses labor and resources efficiently, exhibits financial competency, anticipates and plans for future financial needs, utilizes federal and state grants and funding opportunities. Commissioner Gilman, I'll let you go first.
So I'm going to say yes to all of these. I have watched where he's reorganized, he and his team. And he'd be the first to tell you that he has a team of folks out there. But our accounting procedures now look at line item budgeting. And all of our departments are very sensitive and responsive to line item budgeting and quarterly reviews of those budgets to ensure that we're on track and are exhibiting the kind of fiscal management that every county would be envious of. As a matter of fact, I have heard that other counties are very envious of what Story County has achieved, especially in their budgeting, in their accounting, in their control management. And I hand he and his team excellent grades in getting us to where we are now. And I do believe that we're the envy of many of the counties in the state today because of his efforts and the departments that he administers. Thank you.
Thank you, Lance. What score did you give him for this?
Can't get better. Got to give him distinguished.
All right. Vice Chairman Mitchell?
Yeah, I'm super pleased with the way that Austin balances financial management and the responsibilities there with the board's expressed desires and policy priorities. And he's very strategic in his approach to future revenue and expenses. I gave him an excellent.
Okay. Is there anything you'd like to elaborate on?
Nope.
Okay. I would like to touch on a few things in this item for financial management. One of the initial issues that I had with Austin going in was that, I felt Austin had some struggles with I'm not trying to pick my words wisely, so I'm sorry for the hesitation, but, I know sometimes it's difficult to delegate. In particular, utilize this federal and state grants and funding opportunities. Having a team like Laura, really helps Austin get these tasks done. I mean, these aren't necessarily things Austin does on his own, but the fact that Austin has put together a good team around him to help him get these items done, is a compliment. I, for one, found myself very similar to Austin, that I had a very hard time delegating. I just do everything myself. I know it got done. I know it got done the way I wanted it to. Especially in an organization this size, it is critical that we have, team members that are able to, do some of the things that we're just not able to do, whether it's menial tasks or maybe things that we aren't just necessarily 100% strong with. And again, it's not a sign of weakness. To me, I see that as a sign of growth. And I've seen that over the year with Austin. I've noticed, especially in the financial part, I've seen him sort of be able to delegate. I don't want to say delegate better, but, he does have a pretty solid team around him, which at the end of the day helps us get what we want. So again, I think these are all extremely positive things. I gave him a score of distinguished on this one. So anyhow, moving right along to item number 4, human resources development. Ensures personnel policies conform to the law, carries out personnel policies, professional manages the compensation and benefits plan, promotes training and professional development, maintains staffing according to organizational needs and budget limits, retains and recruits competent personnel, treats all employees fairly and equitably, promptly addresses disciplinary problems, takes appropriate corrective action, monitors and evaluates performance, evaluates and coaches consistently and fairly. Lance, I'm going to go to you on this one first.
So from memory, I can tell you that Austin has been, has worn so many hats within the county. I'm not sure how many years he's been there, but I'm going to tell you 19 or 20. And as such, he has sat in a lot of the seats. I recall sitting in HR and very professionally as a one-man seat, basically taking on all of the challenges that that the county was looking at. And then as a county manager, effectively reorganized, brought in the kind of professional oversight and development that that our county deserved and required. I believe that he was the father of our new compensation and benefit plan. He worked laboriously with charts and figures and numbers and all the surrounding counties, and did a yeoman's job in analyzing all compensation within the county and how we were addressing our county folks and why we might have been had weakness within the county. And so I watched him take the HR department and put it in very professional hands. And I watched him develop all of our budgetary items that are working today within our community. I watched him negotiate with the unions by the years and effectively work. And at this point, as our county manager, has now effectively grown and brought in some more of his team, as we've all discussed here. Austin has not been remiss in surrounding himself with the specialists that are necessary for an effective leader to take counsel with to make far-reaching decisions. And this gentleman has basically, in my opinion, challenged everything within the county and himself, and has been on an excellent upward growth pattern. So across the board for me, distinguished Jay, I really like the job that's been done with our county.
Thank you, Lance. Moving on to Vice Chairman Mitchell.
The comments I jotted down are just that Austin clearly sees the needs, the HR needs that we have, and then meets them. He's fair and reasonable in the application of policy and deals with issues promptly. I gave him an excellent score here as well. One idea I had for possible goal area was to identify coaching and personal development specifics or initiatives to ensure that county staff is fulfilled. I know we talk a lot about kind of compensation and the motivation to hang on to the good people that we have and what some of the challenges are to those. And I want to make sure that we're doing everything possible on the personal fulfillment side as well, because I think that's another strong magnet to keep the good people that we have and attract good new people when we need them.
And did you give him a score, Clay?
Yeah, excellent.
I got to agree with Vice Chairman Mitchell on this one regarding employee retention. And I think that's something that is, I want to say probably on our top 10 list of important things that we got to take care of. To me, human resources is another one of those items where, I think that's kind of where Austin got his feet wet in the county. And I'm sure, at times it may be difficult because, along with planning, I know that those are two of Austin's babies, for the lack of a better word. But I've seen, just the ability to step back and let somebody else do their thing. I think, again, shows a lot of growth, personal growth, going back to, like I said, just taking a step back and letting some other folks take the reins so that he can focus on, other important issues where we can best use him. So some of these things I don't necessarily think pertain to his position. These were geared, I think, towards the county manager and HR as one department, if I'm not mistaken. I think overall Austin does a fantastic job, and has got somebody in his place that is going to, make sure that those shoes are filled well. As far as, taking corrective action, really no complaints at all regarding Austin's performance in the HR realm. you know, I don't know how much he is involved these days, but whatever is left of HR and Austin's blood, I think he still does a good job at. So I'm going to leave it at excellent. Item number five brings us to public service. Positive impressions by citizens, visible, approachable, accessible, and responsive. Displays diplomacy when responding to others. Displays positive public image of the county. Outgoing to meet with citizens and communities. Communicates with citizens. Citizen and customer oriented. Responds timely to citizen complaints. Lance?
So again, leaning back on some history, I can recall 9 years ago where the majority of the complaints in the outlying districts, whether it be the Highlands or Lockwood or Painted Rock or Mark Twain, the complaints were that they didn't see enough of the community government. They didn't see enough of the department heads or the things were concentrated primarily in Virginia City. And that was a sign of the times and perhaps a requirement of the environment at that point. However, I've watched Austin completely change that dynamic in Story County. When he was doing the master plan, he had countless meetings in all of the various neighborhoods, communities, took copious notes, and the suggestions were implemented in our plan. He's been doing the same thing with implementing our CPI and the capital improvement plans that we've needed. He's even during COVID arranged and organized outdoor meetings in every neighborhood on multiple occasions within Story County. I think he's made himself extremely visible, extremely approachable, extremely responsive and looking for answers from others. Tell us what you need. I know he walked C Street. I know during the COVID that he made himself available in all of the stores, actively looking for ways that he could help our county and all of our merchants improve, survive. I watched the COVID funds and he was instrumental in identifying where they might be pledged and where they might be used, and trying to give all of our groups there in our county a fair chance at some help financially. I don't know of a single individual in Story County today that has done more or given more focus to the entire county than Austin has, and he's done a yeoman's job, and that's a distinguished grade for me, please.
Thank you, Lance. Vice Chairman Mitchell?
Yeah, we each interact with Austin kind of in our different spheres, and this is one where I've really noticed. I think Austin has distinguished himself. I gave him a distinguished grade for this one. And I think he really stands out in his accessibility and his community outreach. And when you add that to the administrative duties that he has, you know, it represents a substantial effort. I think it should be commended. So, as far as an idea for a possible goal area, I don't know if there are ways, if it's possible to find ways to enlist the staff in the manager's office to help with some of the more kind of routine citizen outreach and response stuff more effectively, so that we can, quote unquote, bring in the big guns with Austin when needed, but a lot of the kind of day-to-day needs of citizens can be handled by the staff. And some of the staff are fairly new in there, but I think we have a good core that can, you know, if we can systematize some of the response stuff and make sure that we take some of that off Austin's plate, not that he wouldn't be less available, just that he wouldn't have to spend as much time on more routine type things.
Noted. Anything else?
Nope, that's it.
All right. Yeah, this is one of my two favorite subjects. If there was something better than distinguished, I would have given it to you. I have seen you improve the most in this department. promised myself I wouldn't cry, but you have truly transformed from the Austin I got to know when I was first elected. And again, I mean that in every positive way possible. Your ability to communicate with the public, man, has improved unbelievably. The I don't want to call it the desire to get out there and even if it's five people at the Mark Twain Community Center for a town hall, you understand five people is a home run, you understand that walking the boardwalk is invaluable. And I know you have a ton of things to do, but the fact that you put so much importance in getting out there, like the commissioners, it is extremely important that it is also extended to the county manager that you are like the county commission, and it's extremely valuable to see, you out there dealing with the public, dealing with, the town halls, dealing with our merchants, and again, to see you break out of your shell, if you will, really become, I used to always call you the man of mystery because nobody ever saw you. And now you are the public face of Story County. And that to me is a huge improvement. Like I said, I mean, I don't have anything negative to say whatsoever. Keep up the fantastic job as far as realizing the importance of staying out there, because the majority of the constituents don't really care that, sadly, that, our files were digitized or, we got new radios. It's goes so far for them to just see our faces out there and be able to talk to us for 5 or 10 minutes that, being in such a small county that actions like that go so far and make people really feel like, their tax dollars are well spent. So keep up that mindset that you got to get out there and rub elbows with the general public and not just be stuck in an office. Because of course all those things need to happen to keep the county going. But you realize that you got to take an hour out of your day and show your face because that just goes so far. And like I said, you have made so many improvements that it is just awesome to watch. So I got you a distinguished score on that one. No improvement necessary. Keep up the outstanding work on that one, man. Item number six, economic development. Build private-public partnerships, foster interjurisdictional cooperation, responds quickly to stakeholder needs, adapts to changing economic environments, knows county assets, strengths, weaknesses, and opportunities, builds positive image of county based on facts, demonstrates consistency and integrity. Lance?
Yeah. Well, this is one that I've had a lot of opportunity with Austin. If you take a look at our little Story County, we've built ourselves one of the finest economic development groups, I know in the state, perhaps in the nation as a whole. And I would tell you that Austin has been there every step of the way. He goes back to the Dean Haymore years where we all started, and he was instrumental in the planning and permitting and all of the approvals that we've had to go through. So he's really sat in the chair to take a Story County from rags to riches, if you will. We were at a point back where we were just getting started and we really didn't have enough money to run the county. And it's the strength, it's the vision, it's the leadership of the people that have gone before, made the hard decisions, worked tireless hours because there weren't enough folks in all the chairs in all the departments. I think that the fact that we are sitting where we are as an economic powerhouse in the state and the nation today is paramount to supporting what this gentleman has participated in, has led in since his seat at the in the leadership position he has. He's reevaluated as we needed to because our growth was magnificent. There had to be some changes made, and they were. And the departments were addressed, and folks were added and subtracted. And to this day, the surrounding counties can't figure out how Story County has been so successful. They all, back 8 years ago, 5 years ago, were pointing the finger and say, the county doesn't have the personnel. The county doesn't have the experience. The county can't pull off what they're trying. You've got to give the responsibility to us, for example, Washoe County. And nothing could have been further from the truth, because the team was on the field that was making the choices, addressing the challenges, getting the approvals done, fast tracking. Story County is the envy of so many. And it was due to the diligence and work that Austin was a part of from the very beginning and has now distinguished himself as a leader in growing, amending, the word escapes me, I'm looking for, but let's call it the fine tuning that is necessary to chair something as large and challenging as the Story County industry, if you will. So thank you for that. I have such high regard for him on economic development.
And what was your score there on that, Lance?
Right at the top of the list there, put distinguished down, and I'm happy.
Just had to make sure. I had a feeling, but Vice Chairman.
Austin and I have had extensive conversations about economic development. I'm really pleased with the different initiatives that have already been implemented to increase our effectiveness in this regard. I think we're in good shape, and as far as possible goal areas, I just put to complete the current projects that we're working on, and then to look towards, you know, what future structure is going to make sure that we're able to continue to grow and make sure we have strong economic development. I give him excellent on this.
All right. Thank you. You know, this one, I think for the most part, everybody realizes its importance. Economic development is, you know, obviously extremely important. We've talked a lot about how, we're going to continue to focus on what we can do to continue to bring corporations out to the industrial park, whatever we need to do within the county or C Street to help that happen. I think Austin is very much aware and is either working with organizations in Washoe or down in Carson, working with other commissioners to make sure that this does not get lost or by the wayside, because it is something that we need to keep a close eye on so that we don't, fall asleep behind the wheel. I gave Austin an excellent score on this one. I don't have too much to say on that, but I'll move us on to item number 7, personal character. Shows originality in approaching problems, takes rational, impersonal, and unbiased approach based on facts and qualified opinions, energetic, willing to spend time to do exceptional work, reaches quality decisions in a timely fashion, honest and forthcoming in professional capacities, reputation in community for honesty and integrity, accepts constructive criticism and takes ownership for mistakes. Commissioner Gilman?
Well, it seems to me that everything we've discussed in 1 through 6 really winds up in item number 7. In a bottom line, this gentleman shows a great deal of personal character. I think we've already all discussed the fact that he's tireless in his work. As a matter of fact, a lot of us feel like he works too hard, and we've asked him to take more time off. We don't want to see him burn out, but energetic, willing to do exceptional work. Absolutely available to everybody that wants to talk at any time. I've watched him in many of the community meetings. Some of them were very spirited. And I've watched Austin with character stand up, answer the questions, and be the spokesperson, not shirking from his duties whatsoever or his responsibility. So items 1 through 6 really lead me to a distinguished vote as personal character. I think the gentleman is honest, forthright, hardworking. He can't give more to a county than he does, in my opinion.
Thank you, Lance. Vice Chairman Mitchell.
Yeah, I feel that Austin shows excellent character in his work, and I think he provides a really good balance. You know, sometimes his process is deliberate, and I think that's an excellent trait for his role. Sometimes he moderates some of the ideas that we have, and leads to better outcomes and wiser decisions. And so, yeah, as far as a possible goal, I had listed, you know, just watching the work-life balance and making sure that he's taking enough time to decompress. I gave him a score of excellent.
All right. Thank you. This would be my second favorite item on the list. I give Austin a hard time because I'd like to think that I'm maybe his first or second leading cause of chest pains. Some are just out of fun. And sometimes I think, you know, I don't do it intentionally, but, you know, I still may be the reason that he might get a chest pain or two on a Friday night. But, I've seen such growth in this department that, it really puts a smile on my face. Austin is definitely, a man who knows the way he wants to get things done. And in the last 2 years, I've seen that he has become a lot more open to suggestions. I've noticed that Austin has definitely become a lot more, willing to try new things. And that is extremely important in this ever-changing, ever-evolving situation that we have called county government. These are all qualities that I think make him a strong county manager. I gave him distinguished marks on this. Austin is always willing to listen to my ideas. Sometimes they're crazy, sometimes they're not. Over the last 2 years that I've worked with Austin, I've just seen such a change in a positive way that, I repeat myself, unfortunately, with this, but, you know, it's, when things go down, it really reinforces the fact that we made the right decision in hiring him as county manager. And to just see him grow rather than just take such a hardline approach with what he knows, where he feels works best. The fact that he's willing to keep an open mind and look at other opportunities or options, to me is extremely important because, you know, nobody is right all the time. It is just a true pleasure being able to work with him. And we, you know, talk, I think almost every day, pretty close to every day. Austin is definitely one who takes constructive criticism. I don't know of too many mistakes that he's made. He doesn't tell me about them, but, all jokes aside, really, really no issues with him in the personal character department. As a matter of fact, I told people too often that, I think he might be, next to Clay, probably the most honest guy I've ever run into in my life. So it's a compliment. So anyhow, I gave him distinguished on that one. Moving on to item number 8, emergency management. Leads and manages effectively during crisis, interjurisdictional cooperation, supports emergency management planning, maintains conformance with emergency management requirements. Lance?
Well, obviously that was recently tested in one of the most impactive emergencies of the globe. And we were called on as a little county to effectively address, manage, take care of, protect all of our citizens and our community. And of course, here again, Austin is surrounded by an incredible team of folks that that were tireless in their meetings, in their decisions, in their implementation, in the addressing the financial needs and taking the value that was coming out of Washington and the proceeds and distributing it effectively. But I know that our county rates very, very high when it comes to a scale of excellence. And, you know, you have to give credit where credit's due. And so you have Austin at the head, and you have a team of folks that are emergency management in Story County that are tireless. They're awesome. And so when leadership gets the blame when things go bad, they also should get the credit when things are well done. And I don't believe anybody could find fault with where Story County is today with effective emergency management. So distinguished works good for me on this one too.
Thank you, Lance. Vice Chairman Mitchell.
You know, I don't have a ton to say about this because probably due to Austin's skills and abilities, by the time I got involved in the day-to-day operations, so to speak, most of the emergency aspects were passed. But I rated him excellent on this. And as far as a possible goal, you know, maybe completing the visualization of the emergency management function as a full-time thing. I know that's already kind of in the works, but making sure that it's, you know, that we're set on a path to have a full-time manager dedicated to that role. Due to the increasing frequency and complexity of the instance that we have to deal with. And I don't know, you know, I'll just throw this out there, but potentially consider transitioning the PIO role to someone else. You know, when Austin, if we're in the middle of an emergency and Austin's leading the whole team, it may make sense to have someone else taking on a more ministerial role like that. So.
And what score did you give him?
Excellent.
Thank you. You know, I'm going to echo what both of my commissioners said. I mean, I think 2020 really sums it up. I think he filled all the needs during our probably biggest emergency we had in Story County. You know, with great team members, we survived, and I think survived well. I'm going to go ahead and give him a distinguished on this one. I really don't think, you know, anybody can Monday morning quarterback. I don't think we could have done any better under any other circumstances. So I'll make it short and sweet. I think we did a great job, came out relatively unscathed, especially when there is absolutely no playbook on something like this. We did work well. I'm just happy that we came out on the other side looking the way we did. So with that puts an end to most of the evaluation. That brings us to item number 9, which is the ICMA Code of Ethics. I think the question is pretty simple. Do we believe Austin conformed to the ICMA Code of Ethics, or do we think Austin did not conform to one or more of the ICMA Code of Ethics? I'm sure you all have had time to read the Code of Ethics, probably memorize them, right? Right?
Yep, memorized.
So, Lance, do you think Austin conformed to the Code of Ethics?
I do.
All right, Vice Chairman Mitchell?
Yeah, I do as well.
And I do as well. Toby, am I missing anything else?
I believe you've covered everything in the form.
Okay.
So this has indicated a satisfactory or better performance evaluation for the county manager.
So I don't think he should skate away without a pay raise this time. I don't know if we need to work that into the motion. I know last year he was pretty adamant that he wanted to get his feet wet. I don't think he got a pay raise last time unless I was
a merit step.
But I think whatever he is deserving of, I personally believe he needs to get. And if that includes a pay raise, merit step, I think he's earned every bit of that. So can you guide us as to what Austin is able to receive at this point?
The standard procedure would be with a satisfactory or higher performance evaluation, he would receive his merit step.
Okay.
That he is currently a 157.5. Mm-hmm. He would advance to a 157.6.
Okay.
So that would just happen pretty much automatically with this type of evaluation. You're welcome to make that part of the motion as well.
Okay.
Anything outside of that would require a little bit further action on the HR office's part.
Okay.
So I'm just waiting to hear what your recommendation is.
Okay. So how do my fellow commissioners feel right now?
I'd be curious if there's been any discussions with HR, with Toby or anyone on what Austin's recommendations or vision or have there been any communication at all at this point with staff at the county that they can share with us?
Go ahead.
Lance, are you talking specifically in regards to compensation? You're talking a little more broad than that.
I'm primarily talking about compensation. Oftentimes folks will come to the desk and with a request one way or the other. I believe Austin did last year. And so I'm just curious if there's been any discussion at all with anybody at this point.
Is that no?
I'll leave it up to you if you want me to comment.
Comment, please.
I did talk to HR and the same thing as last time, as our policy sets forth for all of our department heads, that if they get satisfactory or better, that they get a merit step. And I believe it's appropriate that I treat myself similarly to the people that I lead. So that's, if you so suggest to do that, would be my suggestion.
So it is not standard practice for us to look at a pay increase. Is that what I'm hearing?
Separate from the step up.
Separate from the step up, which includes a pay increase, right?
So for you to suggest an increase in his pay grade, which is not the step increase or the merit increase, that is the part that is not standard and not just kind of part of the standard process and policy.
Gotcha.
It is a possibility to do that. It would require a little bit more work to be done to complete that. But gotcha. The standard process is the step or merit increase.
Okay, and so the merit increase in itself does come with a bit of a pay increase.
It does.
Okay. So do you gentlemen want to leave it like that for now?
Well, I'm from my chair, I'm certainly in a position to want to compensate him fairly and adequately. Kind of starting from a position of zero, I'm not exactly sure what it is. Certainly a step and a merit increase is important. And if Austin finds that adequate and respectful, then I would certainly support that.
Yeah, my take on it is I think there's no question on the step increase. I think that's kind of a given. I think as a matter of policy, I'm opposed to bonuses.
Right.
I don't find that to be a proper policy within government's confines.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of where I'm sitting with it. And if Austin's comfortable being treated by the same policies as the rest of the county, I think that's the right decision.
I think that's fair. I mean, he should definitely be treated by the same policies that the rest are dictated, that the rest are ruled by.
Yeah, and certainly, I mean, you know, I know we've updated our grade assignments several times over the last, you know, the last little bit. And I'm guessing if we were looking beyond to something like that, we'd need to reassign the grade that we would pay our county manager. Is that
That's basically correct, yes. And there would probably be a salary study involved in that process as well.
Got it.
Well, I think long-term, we should look into that across the board anyway. So I think for now, maybe the best thing to do is to stick with what is standard protocol, do the step merit increase, and, you know, we're going to revisit the salary situation anyway. So maybe that would be the time to revisit that. So we'll stick with what is protocol right now and do the step merit increase. Okay. If you guys are comfortable with that and you want to make a motion on that, I think we're all in support.
Yeah, 100%. If that works.
Mm-hmm.
Can I add to the motion that we instruct Toby to add a level above distinguished? I don't know what exactly that would be, but so there's somewhere to go.
Past distinguished.
I'm just kidding.
Solid gold.
Yeah, I'll have to come up with something for you gents to improve to next year.
I got Comstock gold on my
on your bell. All right. So if it's all right, this is Commissioner Mitchell, I will move to approve the evaluation of the Story County Manager as satisfactory or better, and to accompany that with a step increase or merit increase as follows county policy.
I'll second that motion.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Toby, for that. Thank you, Austin, for sitting through the gauntlet. That's always fun. Moving on to item number 25. This is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of business license second readings A through I. Is there any public comment regarding these business licenses? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you entertain a motion for the second reading of these business licenses?
Sure. I move to approve the second reading of the business licenses A through I as presented in the agenda.
I'll second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you. Bringing us on to item number 26, this is public comment. Related to anything that's not on the agenda with a limit of 3 minutes. Is there anybody out there that would like to jump in on public comment one last time? Going once. Going twice. No takers. Bringing us to item number 27, which is adjournment of all active and recessed boards on the agenda. It is 1:47. I will call this meeting adjourned, and we will see you next month at the courthouse, the new courthouse.